的一个转捩点。
And we can see a turning point, transition from a physical temple to a spiritual temple.
在第二次被掳的时候，我们看到那张表，以西结被掳了。
During the second exile, Ezekiel was among the captives.
在同样这段时间里面，以西结也看到神的殿。
At this, about the same time, Ezekiel also saw the temple of the Lord in the vision.
但是以西结书里面所写的殿呢，就不是物质的殿了。
But the temple that was written in Ezekiel is not the physical temple.
那在撒迦利书那个八四二哈，有记住哈，在两个末世里面的那个末世呢，就也是讲到关于我们现在的事情。
In the two oracles in Zechariah pertain to our time.
那在那里也谈到剩下的民，就是指着我们呢。
And they mention the remnants which refer to us.
所以第一个殿就是所罗门王的殿，跟第二个殿，我们在这里可以做一个比较。
We can now do a comparison between the Temple of Solomon and the New Temple.
第一个殿建造的时候是很辉煌的。
When the first temple was built, it had great splendor.
他用七年，用全国的力量。
It took seven years and the effort of the whole country.
并且当时最智慧的国王。
And it was built by the wisest king.
然后还有用到外国的力量。
They even used foreign efforts.
那在建圣殿的时候，圣经有描写。
The Bible tells us how the temple was built.
记载很详细。
The description is quite detailed.
那我们现在再回看我们的以斯拉记。
We shall look at Ezra now.
他们现在就回来了。
They have returned to the homeland.
那第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章他们一回到就先筑祭坛，先献祭。
The first thing they did was to rebuild the altar and offer sacrifice.
三章三节。
Chapter 3, verse 3.
这很重要，他在原来的根基上面筑坛献祭。
They built the altar on its foundation. This is very important. They sacrificed burnt offerings on it.
好，那像第二章里面所记载的，这很重要的，我们今天早上也提过，就是那个他的家谱。
As we have mentioned this morning, the genealogy is very important.
这是有属灵的，就是在当时选民的这个传统。
In chapter 2 is the spiritual, it talks about the spiritual tradition of the chosen people.
那他们献完祭之后，到第八节，三章八节之后，他们就开始那个立殿的根基了。
After they finish rebuilding the altar and offer sacrifice,In chapter 3, verse 8 on, they began to lay the foundation of the temple.
这是一个大家一起来做的一个工作。
It was work that everybody got involved in.
那当这个根基立完之后
When the foundation had been laid,
我们看第三章第十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
他们彼此唱诗赞美。
They sang to the Lord.
然后大家很高兴，大家欢呼了。
Everyone rejoiced and had great shouts of praise.
因为神的殿的根基已经立了。
Because the foundation of the Lord's temple had been laid.
那年轻人很高兴。
The young people were very joyful.
那十二节。
Verse 12.
但是有许多祭司、立位人、族长，就是看见过旧殿的老年人呢，现在看见这个新的殿，大哭了。
Many of the older priests and Levites and family heads who had seen the former temple wept aloud.
为什么他们哭呢
？Why do they weep？
有很多的原因。
There may be many reasons。
第一个，他们看见以前过的，看见以前的旧的。
They have seen the old temple。
那现在有一个新的。
And now they see a new one。
触景生情。
They have a lot of feelings。
然后想到这七十年来被掳国家的破坏，那个灭亡。
When they reflect on the destruction of the nation and the desolation for 70 years.
但是我们看那个哈盖书。
Let's turn to Haggai.
这四卷圣经这合起来看哈，哈盖书。
We need to look at the four books together. Haggai.
哈该书的第二个信息.
Haggai, the second message.
第二章第三节.
In chapter 2, verse 3.
你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢? 就是说他们有 有些人看过以前的那个殿的荣耀, 哦,
Some of them have seen the former glory of the previous temple.
现在你们看着如何呢?
How does it look to you now?
岂不在眼中看, 看如无有吗?
Does it not seem to you like nothing?
这是神对他们提醒的,
This was God's reminder to them.
说真的,以前的殿实在是比那个规模, 哦, 那个, 用的材料啊, 那用的工啊, 比现在他们建的这个应该是好很多了。
In terms of the scale and the material that was put into the former temple was much greater and more splendid than the present one.
新旧殿比起来,
When we compare the former and the latter temple,
以物质的层面来看, 实在是新殿不如旧殿。
Materially speaking, the new temple is not even as good as the old one.
所以神跟他们说, 你们中间有 还活着的,看过旧殿的,看过那个那么荣耀的殿,那你现在看这个殿呢,好像什么,好像无有,好像小儿科。
God told them, what you have, compared to what you have seen in the past, this temple is really nothing.
好,那我们再看哈该书,这第二个信息里面的,我们看第八节。
Let's read Haggai chapter 2 verse 8.
万军之耶和华说,银是我的,金子也是我的,这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。所以两殿来比较,这用什么来比较?
How can we compare the two temples?
用什么比较? 比较点,不是以尺寸。
We do not compare the sizes.
也不是以它的装潢。
We do not compare the decorations.
也是以荣耀。
We compare the glory.
荣耀是神的荣耀。
It is the glory of the Lord.
没有荣耀,这个殿没有用啊。
Without the glory of God, the temple is nothing.
我们再想想殿的历史了哈。
Let's think about the history of the temple.
殿最开始是应该是看到摩西时代的那个会幕。
The beginning of the history of the temple starts with the tent of meeting at the time of Moses.
那个,如果你看出埃及记40章,
Let's read Exodus chapter 40.
这个会幕立好了。
The tent of meeting has been built.
40章的34节。
Exodus chapter 40 verse 34.
那会幕立起来呢, 神的荣耀就充满那个殿,充满那个帐幕了。
When the tent of meeting was built, the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
甚至那个荣光太大了, 摩西进不去。
The glory was so great that even Moses could not enter into the tent.
这边说摩西不能进会幕了,因为神的荣光充满了那个会幕。
It says Moses could not enter the tent of meeting because the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
所以神的殿,神的会幕一定跟神的荣耀连在一起。没有神的荣耀的话,那个殿只是物质的,石头的,金的,银的,是死的。
Without the glory of God, the temple would be nothing but just a bunch of materials.
这个在这个之前呢,在这个第二个殿建之前呢,他们可能不了解。
Before the rebuilding of the temple, they probably did not understand this.
啊,所罗门的殿也是一样哦。
The same was with Solomon's temple.
当所罗门那个献殿的时候,
When Solomon dedicated the temple,
那个神的灵也是充满那个殿。
God's spirit also filled the temple.
好,那个历代之下第七章。
This is recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
这个跟会幕的时候是一样的。
This is like what happened at the time of the tent of meeting.
七章第一节。
Chapter 7 verse 1.
这个所罗门祷告完了。
Solomon finished praying.
然后耶和华的荣光充满了殿。
The glory of the Lord filled the temple.
第二节。
Verse 2.
因真神的荣光充满了神的殿,所以祭司不能进去啊。
The priest could not enter the temple of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled it.
好,那你一定会想说, 那为什么 所罗门这个那么荣耀的殿会被毁了。
You must be thinking why why was such a glorious temple built by Solomon destroyed?
因为神荣耀离开了。
Simply because God's glory left the temple.
这个在以西结书里面是有记载的。
This is recorded in Ezekiel.
我们来看以西结书啊。
Please turn to Ezekiel.
以西结书的一开始呢是有记载着那个神的荣耀在圣殿。
In the beginning of Ezekiel, we read of the glory of the Lord in the temple.
我们看以西结书第一章二十八节。
Please read Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 28.
这里他看到了神的荣耀，就是这个样子。
He saw how the glory of the Lord was.
像什么样子呢？
What did it look like?
就下雨的日子那个彩虹啊。
It was like the rainbow in the clouds.
彩虹就是神跟人立约，跟挪亚立约，神的施恩的记号。
The rainbow was a sign of grace that God gave to Noah.
所以这边说，那个，下雨的日子，云中彩虹的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状也是怎样，这就是真神荣耀的形象，神的形象在这里表彰出来。
Verse 28 tells us the description of the Lord's glory.
那神的荣耀就是这样子，在三章二十三节、八章四节都有记载。
This is also recorded in chapters 3 and 8.
但是呢，以西结也是被掳的先知之一啦。
Ezekiel was a prophet in captivity.
然后神让他看到为什么这个殿会被毁。
God showed Ezekiel why the temple was destroyed.
因为当时的人想说这个殿一定不会被毁的。
The people of his time thought that the temple would never be destroyed.
所以当耶利米跟他们传警告的时候，
When Jeremiah preached warning to the people,
那些人说你不要开玩笑，不会的。
They told him, don't joke with us, it will never happen.
他们那时候还一直强调说这是神的殿，这是神的殿。
They kept saying, this is the Lord's temple, this is the Lord's temple.
耶利米书七章第四节。
Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 4.
耶利米告诉说这是谎言啊，谎话。
But
虚谎的话。
Jeremiah told them, these are deceptive words.
也是当时的百姓以为说不会被毁的，这个他们的依靠是这个样子的。
They trusted in their deception that the temple would not be destroyed.
他们说这是耶和华的殿，是耶和华的殿，是耶和华的殿。
They say this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
但是他们不知道，神的荣耀如果离开了，那这个殿也是石头的。
But they didn't realize that if the glory of God left the temple, it would be nothing but stones.
我们看第八章，以西结书八章。
Let's read Ezekiel chapter 8.
第八章从这里开始，我们可以看到神是被当时的百姓逼走的。
At the beginning of chapter 8, we can see that the people drove God away.
神的灵在那里。
God's spirit was there.
如果我们看八章第二章，然后神就把他带到北门去看了。
God brought Ezekiel to the north gate.
第三节。
Verse 3.
说那里有触动主愤怒的偶像坐在那里。
There.He stood the idol that provoked God to jealousy.
第四节
Verse 4.
从第四节以下有好多的好几次的说谁知谁知道。
From verse 4 on, we read many times, who knows?
八章四节。说哪里谁知呢？在那里神还在那里啊，有以色列神的荣耀。
And there before me, in verse 4, was the glory of the God of Israel.
神就问他说，你看见什么？
God asked him, what did you see?
他看到的都是偶像。
He saw idols.
那第十节。
Verse 10.
他又说，我进去一看，谁知在四面的墙上画着各样爬物和可证的走兽。
I went in and looked, and who knows, I saw portrayed all over the walls all kinds of crawling things and detestable animals.
第十四节。
14.
到外院朝北的门。
He went to the gate that faced the north.
谁知那里呢？那些妇人也在拜偶像。
And who knows, the women were sitting there worshiping idols.
所以神说你还要看见比这个更可憎的事吗？
But the Lord said you will see things that are even more detestable than this.
外院是这样子。
It was also in the outer court.
16节。
Verse 16.
所以我又领他要领我到真神的院的殿的内院，内院谁知在那里也是一样子。
God then brought him into the inner court, and the same thing happened.
所以你看第九章。
Chapter 9, verse 3. The glory of the God of Israel, which used to be above the cherubim, now went up and stayed at the threshold of the temple. God was about to leave the temple.
先离开基路伯。基路伯看的就是施恩座, huh?
He first left the cherubim who were guarding the mercy seat.
那我们再看第十章, 我们跳着看, huh?
Let's go to chapter 10,
第四节,
verse 4.
耶和华的荣耀从基路伯那里往上升，停在门槛以上。
The glory of the Lord rose from above the cherubim and moved to the threshold of the temple.
好，那我们再看十八节。
Verse 18.
耶和华的荣耀从殿的门槛那里出去了。Then
the glory of the Lord departed from over the threshold of the temple.
那停在这个基路伯以上。
And stopped above the cherubim.
十九节啊。
Verse 19.
基路伯也走了。The
cherubim also left.
这都是在灵里面的一种意象，这不是真正那个物质，那基路伯真的飞了，那用镜子吹出来的，哇，就飞走了，不是这样子的。
These were a vision. It doesn't mean that the actual cherubim in the temple were flying.
那我们再看过来，看第十一章。
Chapter 11.
第22节。
Verse
22. 于是基路伯展开翅膀，轮子都在他们的旁边，在他们以下有以色列神的荣耀。23节。
23.
耶和华的荣耀从城中上升，停在城东的那座山上。现在神的荣耀已经完全离开圣殿，也离开圣殿的山了。
The glory of God has now left the temple as well as the mountain on which the temple is set.
那神的离开是一步一步的。
We can see that God's departure, the glory of God departed very slowly, one step at a time.
是不忍心的。
God was not willing to let go.
神是很，好像，如果当妈妈的哈，一个小孩子很不听话。
It's like a mother who has a rebellious son.
那要回家了,
when it's time to go home,
他还是在那边玩,
the kid still plays.
妈妈说,不理你了,我先走了。
The mom says, I'm going to leave you behind, I'm going home.
你走几步啊?
And the mother goes a few steps.
最有勇气的妈妈是走到看不见妈妈,看不见孩子躲在墙角偷看。
The bravest mom would leave and then hide herself and watch the kid.
是不是? 那一直看了看，他都还不来的话，你会赶回去吗？
If the kid doesn't follow the mother, would she go back home?
那当孩子就不一样了。But
the kid would be different.
那个有时候小孩子被你一气离家出走，是他的真的走了，头也不回了。Sometimes
when the kid gets angry, they just leave the house and never come back.
因为神在离开是很，要说频频回首看的。 一直看，一直看，看你是不是能够改。
When the Lord left the temple, he kept looking back, hoping that the people would change.
一段一段的，不忍心的。
He moved away slowly, not wanting to leave.
很留恋的。
His heart was still with them.
那以西结书从十二章之后，神的灵就离开了。
From chapter 12 on of Ezekiel, the Spirit of God left.
但是在以西结书里面，神的灵又回来了。But
later on, the Spirit of God returned.
神的灵的回来不是试探性的。It
wasn't to test the people.
有时候我们两个人吵架之后，要和好也是看看，先看一下，哎，你没有脸没有那么臭了啊，再更进一步，对不对？夫妻吵架也是这样子啊。
Sometimes when we
试探性的, 看是不是对方能够要跟我好, 要好再好, 不好, 继续冷战吧。
Sometimes when we have an argument with someone, and when we try to make up with them, we want to test them and see if they are in a good mood or whether they will accept us before we will make the move.
我们看以西结书43章。
Let's read Ezekiel 43.
在这个之前呢, 神的殿都准备好了, 量好了。
Before this, God's temple has been measured.
那现在神的荣耀, 荣光又来了。
Now the glory of the Lord appeared again.
43章第一节。
Chapter 43, verse 1.
以后他带我到一座门, 就是朝东的门, 以色列神的荣光从东而来了。 然后第
5节。 The coming of God's glory comes at once. It is not just to test the waters.
好，所以以西结这他所看到的意象就是为什么圣殿被毁。
Now the visions of Ezekiel is about the reason for the destruction of the temple.
神的荣耀离开了。
The glory of God has departed.
没有神的荣耀, 这个殿也就不算殿了。
Without God's glory, the temple became nothing.
所以这个殿的意义是这个样子的, 是神要施恩, 临在, 他们要祷告的殿。 所以到后来, 主耶稣在世的时候说, 这个殿就是祷告的殿。 所罗门在建殿的时候是这样祷告的。
The presence of God in the temple was everything. Meant everything to the temple. That's why, and it is a place of prayer, just like Jesus said.
好, 那些老年人呢, 看到以前的殿的荣耀,
when the older people saw the glory of the former temple,
现在看到这个殿怎么这个样子啊?
They have seen the glory of the former temple and now sees the this new temple.
所以他们大声哭好了。
They were disappointed, so they cried aloud.
我们又回到以西结，以斯拉记第三章。
Let's return to Ezra chapter 3.
所以在立根基的时候，哭声、欢呼声搞在一起，到最后不晓得是在哭还是在笑。
Some people shouted with joy, some people wept, so no one could distinguish the sound of joy from weeping.
但是这声音传得好远哦。
But the sound was heard far away.
我们看第三章的第13节。
Chapter 3, verse 13.
甚至百姓不能分辨欢呼的声音和哭的声音, 因为众人大声呼喊声音, 听到远处, 好远好远都听到。
People heard the voice, heard the noise from far away.
这个声音应该是胜利的声音吧?
Such noise is the sound of victory.
但是这个声音糟糕了。 看第四章,
it should have been a noise of victory, but what happened? Let's look at chapter 4.
第四章一开始呢, 这个声音被敌人听到了。
The enemy heard their shout.
四章第一节, 犹大和便雅悯的敌人听说了, 他们听, 可能听到这声音, 被掳的人回来, 建根基了,
chapter
建殿,
4, verse 1.
就开始迫害了。
They began persecution and obstruction.
这个敌人的迫害很厉害的。
The obstructions from the enemies was very strong.
第一个, 他们先跟他们好像鱼目混珠了, 说, 诶, 我们一样哦。
First of all, they tried to seep in and said, I am just one of you.
说, 好, 请容我们跟你们一起一同建造, 因为我们寻求你们的神, 与你们一样, 我们是一样的啦。
Verse 2, they said, Let us help you build, because like you, we seek your God and have been sacrificing to him.
这个犹大跟便雅悯的敌人是谁呢?
Who are the enemies of Judah and Benjamin?
这些敌人跟尼希米记的敌人是一样的。
These are the same enemies that were against Nehemiah.
最大的就是最主要的是那个撒玛利亚人。
And the most prominent of them were the Samaritans.
那撒玛利亚人是谁呢?
Who were the Samaritans?
撒玛利亚人就是 混杂的人,
the Samaritans were people of mixed races.
就是他们本来是犹太人,
they used to be Jews.
但是亚述人把 一半的亚述人搬到撒玛利亚去，那把撒玛利亚的犹太人搬到亚述去，然后让他们混杂。
The king of Assyria moved moved some of the Assyrians to Samaria and moved some of the Samaritans to Assyria and tried to mix them.
但是问题不在于说他们人种的混杂，而是在信仰的混杂。
The problem wasn't so much the mix of races, but the confusion of their religion.
因为他们拜的不是纯正的神，而是跟外邦混杂的神。
Because what they worshipped wasn't the true God, but their worship was mixed with idolatry.
这是拜神里面最可怕的一招。
And this is a very deceptive and dangerous deception.
这是我自己的感觉了哈。
This is my feeling.
以前我们讲真耶稣教会。
In the past, we talk about the true Jesus Church.
我当然经验不多哈，比如在德国十几年前讲真耶稣教会，很多人说会讲我们是如果台湾去的，因为他们以前说我们讲我们是异端哈。
If it was more than 10 years ago, if we mentioned true Jesus Church, people would criticize us as heresy, a cult.
但是讲的人很多都来信了。
But many people who said those words
很奇怪、
哦、那
现在差不多五六年前开始人家不讲真耶稣教会是异端了、啊、很少人听说异端，甚至还有别的教会的牧师说要跟我们联合啊。
About five,
真的他自己说我们、他只是说我们是极端。
About 5 or 6 years ago people stopped calling us cults or heresies. They even want to join us and but they would call us extremists.
但现在呢，变极端的是说，我们跟你们一样啊，一起来，
but,
真的呢，他们就说我们一起来啊。
But these people would say, "Let us go hand in hand."
刚开始以为说，哎，还不错啊，我们地位好像升高了。
It may sound pretty good.
跟人家好了，不会受歧视了。
It may seem to be good that we are able to get to be in good terms with others.
但这几年两三年呢，我说，哎呀，糟糕了。
But in the past couple of years, I realized that it's not that great.
为什么？因为他说你们跟我一样啊，所以你讲的，好、哦，你说圣灵啊，那我们也开始求啊。他们在那边求圣灵了、啊，哇，晕倒了，真是。
These people say you pray for the Holy Spirit, so do we. So they pray for the Holy Spirit in their own churches.
哎，啊，他们办圣餐说要那个葡萄汁无效饼，说我们也可以啊，哇，真是的。
They say you hold the Holy Communion with unleavened bread and grape juice, and so can we.
他们还要跟我们学说，看你们怎么做，他们要做一样啊。
They even want to do like us.
这看起来好像说，哎，他们好像起先我们会很高兴说啊，好像要联合，但是到最后我们感觉，哎呀，不对。
At first, we were quite excited that they seemed to want to join us. But later on, we realized that it is not right.
我倒想说，我们初期正式教会被人家骂得要命，拖欠粮啊什么，那个时候还比现在来信的人还沉还蠢呢。
Back in the old days, when people still criticized the True Jesus Church, but the members who came, the true seekers who came.Were of a more pure motive.
我记得我小的时候，我们村庄，就我们一家信了，常常出去，人家说，信搞戏也无人考了，要说好你讲好你签好你放在个火顶，被人家骂的。但是呢，那些人都很感觉很光荣呢。那奇怪，那信的很纯呐、啊，被人家骂的实在是就是这样子。
When I was young, we were the only ones in the village to believe in Christ, and people would scold us and say.You Christ worshippers, when you die, nobody will cry for you. But we still rejoice in our belief.
那我们现在越来越注意哈，说啊，我们是先讲同的，跟他们一样的，讲到最后怎么样？反正就好像搓汤圆一样，就圆了。他也不来，那我们来信的也说，反正都一样。有的来信了之后说，那是感觉你们这边。比较温暖一点哦，所以来到你们这里了。啊，其实都是一样了，信耶稣嘛。哇，糟糕，真是。
So now, although we seem to be on good terms with other denominations, yet whenever they come, they won't see much of a difference between us and them.
所以在建圣殿的时候，是这些人是不给他们在一起的。
But at the rebuilding of the temple, such people were not allowed to join them.
嗯，我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
这所罗巴伯跟那个约书亚跟其他人就对他们说了。
Zerubbabel, Joshua, and the rest of the heads said to them,
我们建造神的殿与你们无干。
You have no part with us in building the temple to our God.
我们自己为耶和华以色列的神协力建造。
We alone will build it for the Lord, the God of Israel.
这个话现在你讲得出来吗？很绝的，对不对？人家说啊，我们一起来吧，哈，我们都信耶稣的，一起来做一个礼拜嘛。
Can you say such words nowadays when people say to you, "Let us, since we're all Christians, let us worship together"?
你会说我们拜我们的神呢？你这个你没干，要不然你就来哈，来我们。
You want to join us? Get baptized first and acknowledge the true Jesus Church.
在临战里面，我常想，我们太讲究现代的这个方法哈，现代的什么面子啦、形象啦什么，反而怎么样，站立不住。
In the spiritual world, we oftentimes emphasize too much about public relations, and because of this, we cannot stand firm.
两个礼拜，一个礼拜前，我们科隆还举办灵恩会。
Two weeks ago, we had a convocation in Cologne.
有一个慕道者已经来了，我看三四年了。
A truth seeker had been visiting us for 3 or 4 years.
他很喜欢参加我们聚会。是女的。
She liked to attend our service very much.
她是别的教会的领导。
And she is a leader in another church.
她每次聚会完就说啊，感谢主啊，灵粮后很好。
At the end of every service, she would comment, "Praise God, this is wonderful food."
啊，我们都一样啊。
We are all the same.
讲破嘴巴还不，她还是不晓得说我们是不一样的。
She didn't realize after so many meetings that we are still different.
啊，我们太客气了。
But we were too nice to her.
如果像初期那些人说，除了圣书教会，其他你们都不会得救。
In the early stage of our church, our members would say, "Unless you are a true Jesus Church member, you cannot be saved."
我们刚开在德国前有开始有这样说哈。
That's how we preached at first in Germany.
那时候有很多人来信，连那个牧师的女儿都来了。
But at that time, many people came, even children of pastors from other churches.
刚开始讲说，当他们很气了，他们有的气到哭了。
At first, when they heard our, what we say, they would be very angry and even angry to tears.
但是后来 都受洗了。
But many of such people even came and baptized.
啊，这个比较用客气的方法，用比较怎么讲，无名的方法吧，反而糟糕。
So today we are more gentleman-like, but the result is not that great.
所以真正的要重新建殿，应该是这个样子的。
But that's the way it should be when we rebuild the temple.
这是我们建造神的殿，与你们无干。
You have no part with us in building a temple to our God.
所以我还是一直想说，我们讲一说，真耶稣教是唯一得救的教会，这一定要先讲啊。
So we must always say to other people, the true Jesus Church is the only church that saves.
我们以前，这是我先讲，这个不一定是这样，这个是技巧问题哦。但是我的经验，以前曾经跟有些人讲过这样子，那些很多人都气到，有的气得不来了，后来还是来。有一对夫妇气到差不多三年不来我们正式教会，后来他也是来了。因为他想说，你们就跟我们不一样，你说我不会得救，一气不来，但到他回去会想啊，哎，再去看看嘛，到底他们在搞什么。
When I said this to many people,they all got very angry at me and wouldn't come back. But then after a while, they started thinking, gee, that church is pretty different from us, so let me check out what they're doing.
啊，你跟他说一样，哇，我们都是爱了哈，那信耶稣了哈，啊。
But if you tell them,
天父了，他也很高兴啊。
But if you tell them, we are all alike, we stress love, we have the same Heavenly Father, they also are very happy to hear those words.
啊，那他来听到，我们听到平常也就是讲平常的爱的道理啊什么，他也很高兴啊。
And when we deliver sermons on general topics like love, they love to hear them.
那久了他就感觉，哎，没有什么两样啊。
So they don't feel that they are any different from us.
那反而这些人就是在那边慕道慕了好几年还不来。
But people like that will search the truth forever and will never get baptized.
所以他们那时候建造圣殿是这个样子的。
This is the how they rebuild the temple.
好，那这些敌人呢，不会这样甘休的。
The enemy did not give up.
第四节。
Verse 4.
那地的民就是在犹大人建造的时候使他们的手发软了搅扰他们第五节
Five.
从波斯王古列年间直到波斯王大力乌登基的时候那他们那个会买模式要败坏他们的计谋他们用明的现在要来合合不成呢、啊、
They tried to be one with the Jews but didn't succeed
他现在用暗的
So now they try to use trickery.
用内部分化的。
They used dissension.
用控告的。
Or accusation.
好了，那真的就告到那个国王那边去了。
So the accusation went to the king.
那这不是一时的，这是整个建殿多久，那个敌人的阻扰就有多久。
It didn't happen just for a short while. While they were...building the temple throughout the whole process they were being accused and frustrated
是从古列王是他们开始建殿的时候
It started with the reign of Cyrus which was the beginning of the rebuilding
一直到大力乌
down to the reign of the Darius
大力乌王就是他们建殿完成的时候
which was at the completion of their temple
只要一天建殿一天魔鬼就迫害
whenever While they were still building the temple, Satan kept frustrating them.
好，那个国王的下诏就下来了。
Then the decree of the king came down.
那个第四章的第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
好，那一直到第二十二节。
To verse 22.
这他们捏造了一些谎话。
Here these enemies brought up some false accusations.
那他们那个国王的势力就来了。
Then the power of the king came down.
那用势力强迫他们要停工啊。
It forced them to stop.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
于是在耶路撒冷神殿的工程就停了。
The work on the house of God in Jerusalem came to a standstill.
直停到波斯王大力乌第二年。
Until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
我们现在，你先想想看哈。
Let's think for a moment.
这个跟尼希米记的建造那个城墙可以做一个对比的。
We can compare this to the rebuilding of the city wall by Nehemiah.
尼希米建城的时候，也是敌人来强迫他们的。
When Nehemiah was building the city wall,
也是扰乱。
The enemy also came to stop them.
并且更厉害，他们要攻过来啊。
They even attacked the city.
但是尼希米呢，强制执行。
But Nehemiah was very tough too.
不放松。
He did not stop the work.
所以没有停。
The work
没有停工过。
The work did not come to a standstill.
那以斯拉这边呢，他们停了，为什么停
？Ezra, on the other hand, had to stop.
他们停的时候，他们在做什么
？And when they were not working, what did they do?
第五章就开始，这一停呢，就停了十五年了。
And when the standstill lasted for 15 years.
你看，你们那张表里面就从大力乌到那个波斯王那个古列。536一直到420总共15年多16年有没有
From Darius to
不是到 Darius 第二十
from Darius to
大力乌第一世
From Darius first to Darius the second
不是从 Curious 到 Darius
From Cyrus to Darius,
总共十五年多啊，十六年。
Was about 15 some years.
那在这十五年里面都没有什么话，就停在那里了。
And nothing much happened during those 15 years.
那这15年百姓在想什么?
What were the people doing?
那我们来看那个哈该书。
Let's turn to Haggai.
哈该书第一章。
Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书第一章。
Chapter 1 of Haggai.
哈该书第一章这边我们是常常在念的啦。We
often read this chapter.
这边说百姓认为呢说第三第二节
Verse 2
百姓说建造神殿的时候还没到。These
people say the time has not yet come for the Lord's temple to be built.
其实是不是还没到。Is
it true that the time has not yet come?
应该是老早就到了。The
time has already come.
因为他们回来的目的是要建圣殿呢。
Because they returned to their homeland to rebuild the temple.
他们遇到困难就说还没到。
But when they met with problems, they said the time has not yet come.
那他们因为在这15年里面第四节。
Verse 4.
殿仍然荒凉。
The house remains a ruin.
那殿荒凉他们还能够安心, 他们一定有一个理由嘛。
There must be a reason why they could leave the house a ruin.
他们的理由是说时候还没到。
Their excuse was the time has not yet come.
所以虽然殿荒凉了, 他们还能够安心的在那边等候。
Even though the temple was desolate, they could still live at peace.
听起来很好听, 等候神嘛，是不是?
It sounds pretty good. It sounds pretty good. We are waiting for God's timetable.
是不是? 但是时候老早到了, 他们只是 遇到困难, 那因为私心, 所以想说, 还没到啊。
But the time had already come long ago, but since they were discouraged, they thought that it hadn't come.
那15年他们做什么呢?
What were they doing during these 15 years?
神的殿荒凉的对比是什么呢? 就是他们住的天花板的房屋。
While the temple remained a ruin, they lived in panel houses.
所谓天花板的房屋就是说, 他们的房子里面有贴那个 板子贴木材了哈，贴木头。
The houses had panels of wood on the inside.
那个穷人没有这样的装潢呢。
The poor people wouldn't have such a luxury.
这好2000多年前，所以我小时候家里如果有贴壁纸的话，很有钱了。This
was 2,000 years ago. When I was young, only the rich could have wallpaper.
那现在是很普遍的哈。
But nowadays it's very common.
2000多年前你不只是贴壁纸而已，是贴那个木头啊，就是他们用石头做的那个房子，还贴木头，就装潢很好了。For
these people who were 2,000 years ago, they not only had wallpaper but also panel their houses. They lived in luxury.
所以 他们能够把神的殿放在那里让它荒废，自己住非常漂亮的房子，理由是说时候没到。They
let
自我安慰嘛。They
let the temple be in ruin while they lived in panel houses with the excuse that the time had not yet come.
所以哈该的第一个信息就叫他们要回想，要省察。So
Haggai told them to examine themselves.
省察他们的行为啊。
Give careful thought to their ways.
来，我们来看第六节， 哈该书1章6节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
神就告诉他们啊，你们撒种多，瘦了少，你们吃却吃不饱，喝却喝不足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱将工钱装在破落的囊中。好，这个是不是跟住天花板的房子相 有点矛盾啊，是不是?
Isn't this contradictory to panel houses?
住天花板的房屋表示说他们物质很丰富了。
To say that they lived in panel houses means that they were materially rich.
吃怎么会吃不饱?
So how could they have not enough?
肚子有没有洞? 吃了就漏出去, 肚子有洞的话, 吃漏出去就不会饱了。 吃一定会饱啊, 是不是?
Since they have food, they must have been filled.
那喝怎么喝不足呢? 喝一定喝足的, 你在大胃口的人, 五公升的, 五加仑的水一定饱。
Why does it say that they never had their fill if they drink? It only takes 5 gallons to fill the largest pan.
那得工钱把它装在那个什么破落的囊中，我看世界上没有这么笨的人了。Their
earned wages were put in a purse with holes in it.
这里我看不是讲的实质的物质的东西。
I don't think this is to be taken literally.
钱我看没有人把那个放在漏洞的囊里面，他们又不是哈。Nobody
would be foolish enough to put their money in pockets with holes.
这应该是讲他们在属灵里面的状况。It
must be referring to their spiritual state.
像阿摩斯书里面所讲的。Just
like what is said in Amos.
神要让那个饥荒来。God
will cause a famine in the land.
人饥饿不是没有东西吃啊。
People will hunger not because of lack of food.
人渴不是没有水。
People thirst not because of lack of water.
因为没有神的话。
But because they don't have God's word.
他们在这里呢，努力的、拼命的为自己赚钱。
These people.
我们看撒迦利亚书，因为这四卷一起来看哈。
This is just like what is said in Zechariah. Please turn to Zechariah.
撒迦利亚一开始，神呢说叫他们要回转。
At the beginning, God also told the people to return.
你回转向神，神就回转，哈。Return
to God. God, return to me, declares the Lord, and I will return to you.
神就说，你们不要效法你们列祖啊。The
Lord said, do not be like your forefathers.
你们列祖实在不听神的话。
Who were rebellious to God.
还是硬心的这样去做。
They were obstinate.
我们来看第四节。Verse
4.
不要效法他们啊！你们列祖从前的先知呼叫他们说：万军之耶和华如此说，你们要回头离开你们的恶道、恶行。他们却不听啊，也不顺从我。这是耶和华说的第五节。Five，这是非常让人深省的一句话。第五节。
Verse 5 is something that could remind us.
你们的列祖在哪里呢?
Where are your forefathers now?
列祖，那些作恶、不听话、不顺从的列祖在哪里呢?
What happened to your forefathers who were rebellious and obstinate?
他们在哪里?
Where are they now?
他们在哪里? 要不是死就是被掳了。
They were either dead or in captivity.
因为真的是被抓，那时候死了很多人了。During
the exile,
要不是被刀杀,
many died.
就是被掳了。They
were either killed or arrested.
那耶利米哀歌里面真是唱出了一代的悲哀。Lamentations
depicts the lament of that generation.
那个有空把那个耶利米哀歌多念几遍, 你眼泪都掉出来了。
If you read Lamentations a few times, you will be in tears.
列祖在哪里呢?
What happened to your forefathers?
在哪里?那些先知能永远存活吗?
And the prophets, do they live forever?
那些神所派去的先知,他们也会过去的。
Even the prophets sent by God will pass away.
就是在世上,他们也是神的器皿啊。In
this world, they are only vessels of God.
他们只是神的器皿，有一天他们过去，他们回归神那里。Since
they are only vessels, one day they will pass away and go back to God.
第六节。Verse
6.
只是我的言语和律例，就是所吩咐我仆人众先知的，岂不临到你们列祖吗？所以只有神的话永远是不会改变的。Only
the word of God will never change.
所以在这里，列祖先知跟神的话做一个对比。
Here God compared his words with the forefathers and the prophets.
这是撒迦利亚书的一开始。This
is at the beginning of Zechariah.
让他们来想一想。God
wanted them to think.
人是在历史里面的。That
human beings are a part of history.
那些恶的、不听话的、不顺从的列祖死了。The
wicked and the rebellious forefathers have died.
被掳了。They
have been taken into exile.
过去了。They
have passed away.
先知。The
prophets.
神所重用的那些人,
the workers of God,
他们在世上也会过去,
would also pass away.
永远长存的是神的话, 永远一直有效。
But only the word of the Lord stands forever. It is always effective.
好，那在这个哈该书第一章里面所看到的情况是这样子。
So back to Haggai, we see the similar situation.
所以他们目前住的是天花板的房子。
Now they lived in panel houses.
他们好像得很多，赚很多。
They seem to have earned much.
他们有赚到钱啊。
They've earned a lot of wealth.
他们得工钱，就是说他们有赚到钱嘛。
They earned wages.
他们工作也有果效。
And their work was fruitful.
但这些有果效的世上的这个这些钱的价值呢，是装在破落的囊中里面，装下去就没有了，装下去就没有了。所以一直有希望，但是一直怎么样丢掉了，一直落掉了，他还不知道。
These material gains were put into a purse with holes in it. They kept having ambitions, but they kept getting disappointed.
这不能存到永生的。
Because such things cannot last to eternal life.
也告诉他们说，没有神的人生就是这样子。
And this tells us the life of an unbeliever.
没有神的劳苦，只是世上的劳苦。
A life of toil without God is just a life of toil in the world.
你再伟大也是过去了。
No matter how great or famous you are, you will pass away.
我们所讲就带不走嘛。
What we have gained for ourselves cannot.
那我们知道带得走的是什么吗？
Go with us. What is it that we can carry with us?
启示录里面所讲的，在主里面死的人，他们怎么样？歇了他们的工，他们工作的果效也随着他们，在主里面的工作才能够随着他们带得去的。
Revelation tells us that only those who have died in the Lord can have their fruit follow them.
没有信主的人，生不带来，死没有带什么去啊。
For an unbeliever, they came with nothing and they will go with nothing.
我们信主的人生不带来，没有个人带什么东西来嘛。
As for believers, we do not come. We came with nothing.
但是我们是带着我们的工作的果效去的。
Yet we will go with the fruit of our labor.
那现在就是建殿的时候了。
Now is time to rebuild this temple.
所以哈该来告诉他们。
Haggai told them.
你们反省你们自己的行为。
Give careful thought to your ways.
神的殿荒凉。
God's house is in ruins.
跟这个荒凉的殿比较起来的是你们自己的舒适的物质生活环境。
While you live in a material luxury.
所以你们还是住在天花板的房屋里面。
You still live in paneled houses.
所以神让你们心里不安啊，你们灵里面得不到满足。
So spiritually they could not be at peace with themselves.
你们世上的工作果效也是一直落。
Their worldly toils came to nothing.
那神这样的一个借着哈该的这样的一个警告或是一个信息。
This was God's warning and message from Haggai to the people.
我们看哈该书第一章的第十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
那时撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和耶撒达的儿子大祭司那个约书亚，并剩下的百姓都听从神的耶和华他们神的话，和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神所差来的话，然后百姓也在神面前存敬畏的心。所以这个神的话有功效啊。
God's word is effective.
从领导人一直到百姓都听神的话。
All the people from the leaders down obeyed God.
他们不但听话，还存着敬畏的心。
Not only did they obey, they feared the Lord.
对神如果有存敬畏的心的话，坏事可能做不太敢做。
If we have fear for the Lord, we will not dare do evil.
你想想看，如果你要做一件坏事，你说，哎，神在这里，你有敬畏神，你做得下去吗？
Before you commit a sin, if you think God is here, would you do it?
你要骂一个人，要骂说，哎，主耶稣在这里跟你同在，你，哎呀，算了。
Before you scold someone, if you realize that the Lord is there with you, you will.
你不敢随便骂人，你也不敢随便批评人，你也不敢做恶事吧。
You will not dare to scold others or to criticize others or to commit wicked things.
当你做坏事的时候，大卫要偷人家的太太的时候，他没有想到说神跟他在一起啊。
When David took someone else's wife, he didn't think that God was with him.
是不是? 他只是一时高兴, 他如果想说, 诶, 神跟我同在, 我做这些事情, 神, 神在旁边, 他做得下去吗? 我看, 不敢吓坏了, 敬畏。
Had he thought about the presence of God and the fear of the Lord, he wouldn't have done it.
所以神的话在他们耳朵里面起了作用。
God's word took effect in their ears.
那神也应许他们,
God also gave them a promise
我要跟你们同在,
that he will be with them.
这是神一直的应许啊, 第一章, 这里13节, 应许, 2章, 第4节, 神的应许说, 要跟你们同在。
In chapter 1, verse 13, and chapter 2, verse 4, God promised twice that he will be with them.
所以因为神的同在, 所以神说你们要刚强。
Because of God's presence, he commanded them to be courageous.
2章4节是一样他该说。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
那因为他们听神的话, 他们存敬畏的心, 并且神的应许, 跟他们同在。
Because they obeyed God and feared the Lord, and God had also promised to be with them.
所以他们都被神, 哦, 激动了, 他们的心, 神就激动他们。
Their heart was stirred up.
他们就说, 哦, 来, 我们要为神的殿开始工作了。
So they said, come, let us work for the temple of our God.
那这我们又回到那个以斯拉记来了。
Let's come back to Ezra.
第5章。
Chapter 5.
以斯拉记第5章。
Ezra chapter 5.
那时先知哈该和以多的孙子撒迦利亚奉以色列神的名向犹大和 耶路撒冷的犹大人说劝勉的话，那这些劝勉话是记载在哈该书跟撒迦利亚书了哈。
These words of encouragement were found in Haggai and Zechariah.
那第2节
Chapter, verse 2.
于是撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约萨达的儿子耶稣亚都起来动手建造以耶路撒冷神的殿，好，那。 有神的先知在那里帮助他们，所以他们也起来建造神的先知也帮助他们。
They got up to work and the prophets helped them.
这时候帮助建圣殿神没有兴起很多的勇士啊，或是国王啊，权贵，有权有尊贵的人来帮助。
During the time of rebuilding, God did not raise warriors or mighty kings to help them.
神只是 兴起先知来帮助他们。
God only chose prophets to help them.
属灵的事要用属灵的人来帮助啊。
Spiritual matters must be helped with, helped by spiritual men.
如果掺杂很多世俗的东西的话，做不成的。
If we try to mix worldly matters with spiritual matters, we cannot get the work done.
教会的圣工不是世界的事业。
Church work is different from enterprises in the world.
这也是我当传道这几年很大的感触啊。
This is something I feel deeply about having been a minister these years.
你要念书你可以计划。
As a student, you can plan.
做生意的人也可以计划。
As a businessman, you could also plan.
你可以至少说，有一个明年你要有什么成长的，要成长多少，那你要怎么样努力，很多可以把握的了。
You could plan to improve yourself or your company the next year, and there are many things that are in your control.
做圣工常常不是这样子。But
this is not so with sacred work.
这是神的工作，属灵的工作。It
is the work of God. It is a spiritual work.
还是 由神来带领啊。
It needs God's guidance.
然后在这个时候第3节
Verse
3 这阻挡就来了。
Obstruction came.
他说当时河西的总督和那个达乃和士他波斯乃并他们的同党来问说谁这样子让你们建造这殿修这墙呢，又来问了。
These people came and asked them again.
他们重新建殿是没有得到允许建的哦。
They rebuilt the temple without permission.
那这时候, 这些敌人, 这些来问的人, 就又控告他们。
So these people came and questioned and accused them.
那一控告, 这个控告变成什么样? 替他们申请那个批准书啊。
But actually, the accusation turned out to be a way to get a permit for them.
所以有时候你看到困难, 其实, 如果我们能够冲过去, 能够靠着神给我们的, 你看准说这是神的旨意, 这本来是应该做的工作, 你一做呢, 路就会开了。
Though we may be in difficulties, if we know that this is God's will, we just do it and the way will be opened.
他们第一次被阻挡。
At first, they were stopped.
他们很自然地就停了, 一停15年, 没有什么, 没有一句话。
They just stopped without any resistance, and that lasted for 15 years.
他们像鸵鸟一样,
they were like the ostrich.
遇到困难了,
in the time of danger,
藏起来,
they hid themselves.
那为自己想一个理由,
and thought of an excuse for themselves.
神的时候还没到,
God's time has not yet come.
所以我可以安心地盖大房子, 住好房子。
I can now live comfortably in a paneled house.
虽然心里有点自责, 哎, 没有关系, 自我再安慰一下, 时候还没到。
They might have felt a little guilty, but that guilt was removed by their self-assurance that God's time had not come.
但是这次他们得到先知的这个, 鼓励之后,
but this time around, after the prophets had encouraged them,
并且神的那个应许跟他们同在,
and after God promised that he will be with them,
敌人还是在那里啊,
the enemies were still there.
控告还是在那里啊,
the accusations still follow.
但是第二次的这个控告呢变成说, 请你们赶快盖啊。
However, it turned out to be a request for them to speed up the process.
所以第五章的第六节,
chapter 5 verse 6,
这些,
he said, go ahead and finish the work.
我们看第六章的第八节,
chapter 6 verse 8,
我又降旨吩咐你们向犹大人的长老, 要建造神的殿当怎样行, 就是从河西的, 款项中急速的拨取, 共营做他们的经费, 免得耽误工作。 控告人反而帮, 要帮助他们,
now the accusers became their helpers.
说赶快哦, 你们那个从河西那边拨, 国家的公款哦, 帮助他们, 叫他们赶快盖。
The king said, take out the expenses from your royal treasury and help them to speed up the work.
那并且呢, 第九节, 他们以天上, 的神献燔祭所用的公牛啦, 哈, 公牛犊啦, 公绵羊啦, 那个绵羊羔啦, 并所用的麦子啦, 酒啦, 油啦, 都要照耶路撒冷祭司的话, 每日供给他们, 供给他们, 不要有误。 控告反而, 应该说赔了夫人, 又折兵啊, 就是这样子。
These accusers had no choice but to help the people they were accusing.
那这是神的工作。
This was God's work.
好, 那, 因为借着这样子工作就进行了。
And because of this incident, the work continued.
那第六章的13节到15节。
Chapter 6, verses 13 to 15.
很短哈, 我们念一下。
Let's read these verses.
于是河西总督达乃和四他, 波斯乃, 并他们的同党, 因大力王所发的命令, 就急速遵行。 这很不甘愿的, 他们不甘愿的做这件事情, 帮忙的。
They were very reluctant in helping them.
第14节,
14.
犹大长老因先知, 哈该和义多, 孙子撒加利亚所说的, 劝勉的话, 就建造这殿。 凡事亨通, 他们遵着以色列神的命令和波斯王古列大利乌亚达歇西的旨意建造完毕。大利乌王第六年亚达月初三日，这殿修成了。很两下就念完了。
It finished so quickly, just in three verses.
那如果你跟那个所罗门在建殿的时候来比较，你念念看那个所罗门建殿。
Compare this with the description of Solomon's building the temple.
以我那种速度, 你半个小时, 念不完。
With the speed I was reading just now, it will take at least half an hour.
你回去念念看,
try to read it on your own.
因为他那描述很多, 又是, 做这个, 做那个, 里面的, 不一样的。
because it talked about many descriptions of the different details.
那在这个四年的建殿里面没有只字片语啊，没有描写说他们怎么建，有没有？没有。这前后经过四年，四年很长哦。
We don't read of any descriptions of the details of how they built the temple, even though it was a four long years.
因为大力乌第二年的时候开始建，现在建到第六年，四年了。It
started with it took 4 years from the king of 从大力乌开始，从大力乌二年建到大力乌四年，六年，to the sixth year of Darius.
当中所讲的只是有关圣殿的，只是说这他们建造这殿凡事亨通这样子而已。All
it says that it was carried out smoothly.
其他都没有什么描写了。And
that was about it.
这是重建圣殿。
That's how they rebuilt the temple.
他们要以信心来走。
They walked with faith.
这不是初建圣殿，一切都要准备好。
Unlike the first time around when they rebuilt the temple, 所罗门要build the temple.
建殿的时候，他的爸爸听他准备很多，什么都准备好了。When
Solomon built the temple, his father David had prepared everything for him.
他的国际关系也替他打好了。He
even laid the foreign relations.
所以当所罗门去跟那个亚兰王讲的时候，亚兰王说：“好，一定帮忙你啊，因为啊感，他说感谢你们的神啊，你们那个大卫哈，啊出了这个这么有智慧的儿子，这个一定要帮忙他。”When
King Solomon,
因为他爸爸的关系，所以帮忙儿子。
Went to the king of Aram to seek help. The king of Aram said, "Yes, I will help you because I know your father, and he now has such a wise son."
一切都在准备当中完成了。Everything
was done with the preparation beforehand.
重建圣殿就不是这样子了。But
rebuilding the temple was different.
一下子要做好的。It
was completed very quickly.
就好像出埃及跟进迦南不一样。The
Exodus was different from entering the land of Canaan.
出埃及是神开路让他们走的。During
the Exodus, God opened a way for them.
那些百姓拖拖拉拉的。
And the people were very sluggish.
一会要，一会不要。
They were reluctant to leave.
神给他们开得好，你就这样走。
God had opened a way for them.
他们到那个红海旁边，他们还在那边抱怨。When
they came to the Red Sea, they were still grumbling against God.
神说你们不要叫。
God told them to be quiet.
开个路给你们走。
God opened a way for them.
但是到过约旦河的时候就不一样了。
But when they came to the River Jordan, things were different.
他们用信心的脚踏上去。They
stepped into the water with faith.
他要踏上去的前一秒钟。The
second before they stepped into the water.
河水还是涨满的。The
water still flooded both banks.
约旦河还是汪汪的流。The
water in the river was still strong.
是困难很多的。There
were many difficulties.
你不踏上去，路不开的。
But if they did not take the first step, the water would not have divided.
敌人的控告是从大力从那古列王一直到大力乌王，建殿，这个殿一天没建成，敌人的控告一天不结束。The
accusation started with from the time of King Cyrus to the time of King Darius. As long as they were building the temple, the accusation persisted.
好了，那殿一下就四年。 一下子说凡事亨通就结束了。And
during these 4 years, the Bible just says they finished building the temple.
这时候他们就来行献殿礼了哈。So
they were ready for the dedication.
你可以献殿礼，你这个献殿礼跟那所罗门那个献殿礼不能比啊。This
dedication cannot ever compare with that of Solomon.
但是在献殿的时候，他们很高兴了。Yet
they rejoiced. At the dedication.
我们看第六章第二十二节。Chapter
6, verse 22.
他们有欢喜的，欢欢喜喜的守除那个除酵节。They
celebrated with joy the feast of unleavened bread for 7 days.因为耶和华使他们欢喜。Because the Lord had filled them with joy.
又使亚述王的心转向他们。By
changing the attitude of the king of Assyria so that he assisted them.
所以一切都是在欢喜当中结束了。
it had a happy ending.
好，那这是他们在建圣殿的过程是这样子。
This is the process of rebuilding the temple.
那如果我们把旧殿新建比较一下。
When we compare the first temple with the new temple.
旧殿在列王记上六章二十第二节以下。列王记上。
The Old Testament is in first, the old temple was in second, first Kings chapter 6.
那新殿在以斯拉记第六章第三节。
Whereas the new temple is in Ezra chapter 6 verse 3 and on.
新殿好像高了。
The new temple is taller.
旧殿是三十肘，新殿是六十肘。
The old temple was 30 cubits, whereas the new temple is 60 cubits.
新殿也好像宽了。
It is wider.
新殿是六十肘，旧殿就是宽二十肘而已。
The new temple is wider by 20 cubits.
在它的范围来讲大了。
It, in terms of area or volume, it increased.
那一切的设备也是从贝鲁之地带回来的。
And all the articles were taken back from the exile.
好，那他到这个时候他们建殿完成。
They have finished the temple.
就是殿的完成不表示一切都完成了。
But completing the completion of the temple doesn't mean the completion of everything.
那我们再看回来撒迦利亚书。
Let's come back to Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书就是当他们在停工的时候，撒迦利亚来勉励他们的一段话。
These words were the words from Zechariah when they stopped work.
这里有八、四、二。
Again, remember the numbers 8, 4, and 2.
那你们晚上就把八、四、二把它写出来，到底是什么？
So this evening, write down what are the 8, the 4, and the 2.
八个意象，四个信息，两个默示。
The 8 visions, the 4 messages, and the 2 oracles.
然后你把这个，我们重点放在两个默示好了。
We will now focus our attention on the 2 oracles.
你从九章到十四章。
From chapters 9 to 14.
你把它找出在这个两个默示里面有关乎我们的末后的末世是哪一些。
Go through these chapters and find out the oracles that pertain to our time.
就是在讲的时候是预言性的有哪一些了，那以后应验的，应验在耶稣身上的，或是耶稣在世上的时候有讲过的是哪一些，写出来。
In other words, the oracles that are prophetic which have been fulfilled by Jesus even in either in his quotation of them or the fulfillment.
好，那我们时间到了哈。
Our time is up.
那这个明天我就请几个人来报告一下，好不好
？So tomorrow I will ask a few of you to give us a report.
八个意象就很简单的说有哪几个意象这样子。
You just need to list the 8 visions. What are they?
很简单，讲那四个信息就有哪种信四个信息。
And list the 4 messages.
两个大默示。
And the 2 oracles.
我们可能就轮流从前面一个人讲一个，这样可以。好。
So we will go around the chapel and ask each of you to tell us the answer.